everyone, I'm Janine. I'm going to Zoom call my friend Ashley to join us. Hello, Ashley. You wouldn't know this, but today we're starting our brand new family challenge. Our families can get involved by doing activities, learning memory verses, and so much more. I am super excited about this. And this challenge is going to run for 10 weeks. It's going to run until Easter time. We even have a game board our families can download and earn stickers to stick on there so they can see how they're doing.
That sounds super exciting. How many families are going to complete the challenge?
Well, we'll have to wait and see, I guess. During our challenge, we are going to be taking a good look at the book of John. Do you know where in the Bible the book of John is?
Let me think. Is it in the New Testament?
Yes, it is. John is one of the Gospels at the beginning of the New Testament. The Gospels are the books of the Bible that tell us all about the life of Jesus. Do you know how many Gospel books there are?
I feel like there's a gajillion books in the Bible, so I have no idea.
There's actually 66 books in the Bible, and of those, there's 4 Gospels. They are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book we're going to be looking at.
So help me understand this. All the Gospels tell the same story?
Yes, they do. They tell the story of Jesus' life, although they all tell it slightly different and from a slightly different perspective.
How so?
Well, each story was told by a different person. And as you would know, people see things differently. Let me explain. It's like if you and I were both looking at an elephant, but I was standing on the side of the elephant and you were standing in front of the elephant, we would be describing completely different things about how an elephant looks like. I would, for example, say, no, an elephant is big and it's got a trunk on the one side and it's got a tail on the other side. And you would say, no, you got it all wrong. An elephant is big, but an elephant's got a trunk right in the middle of its face and I don't see any tail. So we're both describing the same thing, but in different ways.
That makes sense. So that's why all the Gospels are slightly different.
That's right. All 3 the other Gospels start by telling us how Jesus was born. But John starts completely different. Families, it's time to take out your Bibles and read together. Pick one person in your family to read and then pause the video and have them read John 1, verse 1 to 5. And go.
That passage sounds a lot like Genesis, the first book in the Bible, because it's talking about everything being created.
That's exactly what John is doing. John is going back to the beginning and retelling the story of how everything was created. So before we carry on, I have a little activity for us to do. Are you ready, Ashley?
Yep.
Great. I'm going to take some Play-Doh and I'm going to build something and then you are going to guess what I'm building. Here we go. What is this?
I don't know. Maybe a giraffe?
No.
A hippo?
Nope.
A kangaroo?
No, it's obviously an elephant. Let me try again. What is this?
Ooh, I know. It's a tree.
No.
A bush?
No.
It's broccoli.
Oh, it's obviously a rose. Oh, we are not very good at this game. Maybe our families will do better later when they try to play this game. So anyway, back to John.
I have a question. John is speaking about the one who is called the Word. Who is he talking about?
He's talking about Jesus. He is saying that Jesus was there right at the beginning when everything was created. Amazing!
So, Jesus was with God in the beginning and then also later born here on earth.
That's right. In John 1 verse 14, it says this: "The Word became a human being and lived here with us." Next, John is going to tell us what happened to Jesus after he was born here on earth. "The true light that shines on everyone was coming into the world. The Word was in the world, but no one knew him, though God had made the world with his word. He came into his own world, but his own nation did not welcome him." John is not only telling us the backstory of Jesus, he's also telling us what was about to happen to Jesus, that his own people would not accept him. And we know this happened because the Jews got so angry with what Jesus was saying and doing that they had him arrested and they had him killed by hanging him on a cross.
So John is really telling us exactly who Jesus is.
Right again, John says this: "No one has ever seen God. The only Son, who is truly God and is closest to the Father, has shown us what God is like."
I get it. So Jesus at the same time is God's Son and truly God, and he shows us what God the Father is really like.
That's absolutely right. When we want to know what God is like, we look at Jesus, because Jesus shows us what God is like. And that's our memory verse for today. We are going to learn it together. Families, are you ready? Ashley, I'm going to say it and then you are going to repeat it after me. John 1 verse 18.
John 1 verse 18.
"No one has ever seen God."
No one has ever seen God.
"The only Son."
The only Son.
"Who is truly God."
Who is truly God.
"And is closest to the Father."
And is closest to the Father.
"Has shown us what God is like."
Has shown us what God is like.
Great! Now we are going to all say it together. Ashley, families, are you ready? Let's go.
John 1 verse 18.
No one has ever seen God. The only Son, who is truly God and is closest to the Father, has shown us what God is like. Great! Well done! Ashley, so what have you learned today?
Let's see. I've learned that Jesus is God's Son. He was there with God in the beginning when everything was created. Jesus the Word became human and lived here with us. And lastly, he shows us what God is like.
That's great, Ashley! Next, we're going to see how well our families have been listening. Some questions are going to come up on the screen. Families, pause the video and go through the questions and discuss them with your family. Take as much time as you need. And when you are done, come back because we'll have our exciting family activity. These questions. Question 1. Can you name the four Gospels? Question 2. Who is the Word? Question 3. What does "the Word became a human being and lived here with us" mean? Question 4. How can we better understand what God is like? Hint: Jesus shows us. Question 5. Let's see how many examples from Jesus' life we can name to show what God is like. For example, we know that God loves because Jesus loved others while he was here on earth.
Whoa, those are some tough questions. My head is spinning.
They were, but I know our families are smart enough to work it out. Next, we're going to have some family fun. Families, you guys are going to be playing the same game that Ashley and I played earlier. You'll need some Play-Doh, an open space to build on, and a timer. If you don't have Play-Doh, don't worry. You can also use a piece of paper and a pencil to draw something. Each person in your family will have a turn to build something or draw something that God created in the beginning, but they'll only have 30 seconds to do it. While they're building or drawing, the rest of the family will try and guess what they're building or drawing. Play as many rounds as you like, and please have lots of fun while you're doing this. Ashley, oops, I can't wait to see what our families are going to build or draw. Sorry, I gave you a fright and made you drop your Play-Doh. Ashley, are you going to be able to find your animal again?